Are voters and taxpayers tired of implausible claims? Such keep coming from city halls, courthouses, and in races for the state house. Abilene voters are being told if they enact a no tax on themselves for street maintenance, their city will magically begin doing what it's supposed to have been doing with their tax money for decades. Wichita Falls voters are told by a councilman that going over $100 million deeper in debt will make them money. Councilman Whiteley implausibly claimed that building new government facilities and a few park improvements would infuse the economy and they're going to be making money down the road. In Lubbock, citizens were implausibly told they would be better off by getting rid of competition for electric service and that a city government-run monopoly would serve them better and more cheaply. That's so laughable I'm deeply embarrassed. Some I know and like fell for it. Now Lubbock voters are being told they'd be better off demolishing two facilities that would only cost about $20 million to make very nice again and would cost 5 to 7 times as much to replace. City leaders are making the implausible argument that a civic auditorium and modest arena, which is still hosting events and collecting revenue, is costing the city over $700,000 per year to keep open. That's an implausible claim given we just learned that the much larger and complex Astrodome in Houston is costing Harris County only $170,000 per year to maintain without any offsetting revenue. We are bombarded by the implausible, even from local officials we live with. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.